Welcome back to Cambridge Isetti High School and our final round at the Blue Jacket Duels. And Piers is matched up with the Ricori Spartans here. Basically, I think this is the third place match as the two undefeated teams are Forest Lake and Cambridge. They'll wrestle on mat one. Piers will wrestle Ricori on mat two. Same mat they wrestled Forest Lake on. And we are almost set to get going here. Let's see. So on mat one, it's Cambridge Isetti against Forest Lake. Ricori Piers on mat two. On mat three, Moorhead against Mora. Mat four, Blaine against Sartell. And we are just about set to go. We'll get started with our final duel of the day next on You Are There Sports.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Jacob Kipley. We like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school and because of the support of our community and businesses. The quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. Congratulations to our Excel winners, Caitlin Becker and Jake Andrews. As winter sports season are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities.
It's cold outside, so stop cabin fever from getting to you and sign up for Dish at Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Sarah. Right now, get the two-year price lock with Dish and get 120 channels for just $49.99 a month for the first 2 years. Plus, when you sign up with us, let our professional installers do the work. And don't forget, we also carry the Dish Tailgater. This portable satellite is perfect so you can take your Dish with you out to the fish house. Call or visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack, and we'll get you hooked up with Dish.
Piers Ricori to wrap up the day here. Trevor Redun, shake hands with Gavin Winter, and we are underway. Piers Ricori meeting up here on mat number two. Piers has not had a close duel yet. Two blowout wins and a blowout loss, beating Blaine and Moorhead, losing to Forest Lake. Trevor Redun's against Gavin Winter here. And out of bounds over on the Pioneer side of the things. Trevor won 4-3 in his first, lost 9-3, and then won by fall. So he is 2-1 on the day. The way they pair up teams here after their three pool matches, as a shot in on the ankle by Redunz, trying to elevate, turn those hips, reaches back for the head. Winner defending here. Redunz still coming around. Turns, and he's got that left leg elevated now. Trevor getting a little better, but out of bounds. No points. Redunz unable to finish off with 58 seconds remaining in the first period. They'll start on their feet again. See if I can explain this. They award points for each fall, each default, each forfeit. So, looks like Trevor might have got poked in the eye a little bit. Referee checking with him, make sure he's okay. 41 seconds left, no points. Winter and Redunz. And Redunz pressing the action, tries to get in on a shot. Blocked with a front headlock thrown in by Trevor Winter. Winter sprawled over the back now of Trevor, and a stalemate is called. Forest Lake and Cambridge for the tournament championship over there. Down on mat one to my right. We'll keep a little bit of an eye on that. 2-3-0 teams here today. And final 5 seconds coming off the clock here in period one for Redunz and Winter. All black singlet with Spartans in red down the spine. No points after one period for Redunds and Winter. Winter wants to go down here as choice. And Trevor blocks out a sit-out try, reaches across the back, grabbing that opposite wrist, elevating the leg. About 15 seconds into period two for Trevor Redunds. Duns in on the waist, riding, breaking him down. Minute 35 to go, no points. Winter trying to sit back in, reaches now, he's back into the head. He's got a head. No, he had to give that up. Redunds still, legs tied up. Now Winter grabs the right arm of Trevor, sucks that underneath him. 1:15 to go, second period. Redunds still on top here of Gavin Winter of Ricori High School. Scoreless in the second period. Ooh, Trevor might have a near fall. He does have a count. Trevor's getting near fall points. Now he hooks that arm. He'll tighten this up here. 52 seconds left. Winter scrambling underneath now as Trevor's going to get the three near fall. As he catches Winter a little bit in a turn. And he goes chest to chest with him now as he will try and switch to a headlock here. Winter now on his back in a headlock thrown on by Trevor Redunds. 32 seconds left. Redunds trying for the fall, and he gets it. Redunds with 29 seconds left. Second period fall for Trevor, and the Pioneers jump out 6-0 on the Spartans here in Cambridge.
Hey, everybody. Jason Sadlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. We all know agriculture is very tough business to be in right now. Let our dedicated, hardworking staff help you out. Anything from groceries, farm supplies, seeds, bulk commodities, minerals, steel equipment, Gravely lawnmowers, ration balancing, grain hauling, and so much more. For more information, call us at any of our four stores or visit us on the web, www.sunriseagcoop.com. We thank you for your business and hope we can help you soon.
Ross Bozer against Luke Hemish is our next one on 13. Ross is 1-2 today. He earned a fall against Moorhead. Actually, he's 1-1. I don't think he wrestled against Blaine. Let me look back. Yeah, he wrestled 120, got pinned. Got pinned against Forest Lake. Won by pin against Moorhead. So it has ended with a slap of the mat in all three matches for Ross today. Let's get one on the positive side and see if Ross can go 2-2 here in Cambridge. He's in behind on Hemish. Horses him down to the mat, gets his two. So Bozer scores a takedown here, 35 seconds into the opening frame. Pioneers leading Ricori 6-0. Bozer on the left hip now, trying to run a half in. No score yet. They're still, Forest Lake is up 15-2 at the 106 match against Cambridge Isanti. Bozer still in on that wing. Under a minute to go. Ross Bozer. This could get into a possible near fall situation for Ross. He's almost got those shoulders turned on Luke Hemish. But Hemish now squares himself. 40 seconds left. Still time for Ross to get some points out of this. Bozer with a takedown. He's up 2-0. Now bumping him forward as Hemish all balled up underneath, knees and wrists drawn in under his belly. Ross, again, a little hoist. Now 15 seconds to go. Hemish rolls to his left. Ross stays in good position behind him. 8 seconds left. And it looks like it'll be a 2-0 lead for Ross Bozer. 2-0 after a period. Bozer over Hemish. Choice for Hemish. He's going to go on his feet, according to word from the bench. Nope, Bozer chooses down. So now he's instructed to get on and sit out try here by Ross. Spinning, Bolger trying to find an opening here to get out. Sits, leaning back. He's turning, and Hemish staying in a good spot behind him. Hemish's right arm underneath the waist of Ross. Ross again sits, leans off to his left side. Hemish now breaks Ross down, belly to the mat. A minute 35 to go. Second period, a 2-0 lead for Ross Bolger. Mora Mustangs, Ryan Nosbusch. There's a reversal on a Granby for Bolger. Mora's Ryan Nosbusch. Kind of a double milestone win. His 100th career win and his 50th career pin. And Bolger stacks up Hemish and pins him. A fall for Ross Bolger. His second of the day. Ross will go 2-2 here in Cambridge. 2 wins, 2 losses, 2 pins, 2 get pins. 12-0 Pioneers with Brandon Funk up next.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition. And their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
Austin Macho for the Spartans of Ricori against Brandon Funk of the Pioneers. And Macho gets a quick takedown, and then they're out of bounds. 2-0 for Macho. Pierce leading 12-0 after back-to-back falls from Trevor Reduns and Ross Bolger. Brandon won his match against Moorhead 6-1. Didn't wrestle against Forest Lake and was a 1-0 winner against Blaine. So Brandon is 2-0 on the day, but trailing here 2-0, minute 10 to go against Austin Macho of Ricori. Forest Lake up 4-0 over Cambridge in the championship match here at the Blue Jacket Duels. Second match in a row that the Pioneers get falls from their first two guys out, Reduns and Bolger, to jump out early. They did it against Moorhead. 42 seconds left, still 2-0 lead for Marshall, trying to run a half Nelson error on the right side against Brandon Funk. Brandon scrambles back to his knees, now sits. Macho still riding hard here, pressing down now on the neck. Half Nelson thrown back in by Macho, gives that up. Had it in there for about a second and a half. Now he's looking for a cradle try or a Turk. Now he jumps back. He's really active. Never gives his opponent underneath chance to think about how he wants to defend a hold if Macho switches to something else. 5 seconds left. Back to that half, but out of time. 2-0 for Austin Macho of Ricori over Brandon Funk of Pierce. Brandon's choice, looking over to Skip Toops, and the word is go up on their feet. So Brandon will go on his feet with Macho. Jake Andries against Ben Hansen is the next match at 126. 15 seconds into the second period here. 2-0 Macho tries a sucker drag, missed it. Now Funk tries the same thing, and they're out of bounds. Good effort, both guys. Forest Lake kid has a cradle here and a good one on the Cambridge wrestler. That's Cardinal, number 2 ranked kid. And he got the fall. 10-0 Rangers over the Blue Jackets. 1:27 to go. Macho up on Funk. 2-0 yet. Macho pulling down on Funk's head. Brandon's got the elbow, left elbow of Macho, and the wrist on that left side. 1:15 to go. Now Macho sags down, uses his weight advantage. He's a little bit bigger than Brandon. Still coming around here is Macho. First period takedown, the only point so far. Now Brandon switches. Brandon got a reverse. 2-2, Funk. And now Macho's able to scramble away. 3-2, Macho. Some good action there in a 15-second span. Now Macho in. Did he keep the feet in? No, out of bounds. Macho 3, Funk 2. 42 seconds left in the second period. Brandon adjusting the chin strap on the headgear. Now he's ready to go. And we're underway again. Good action here. 3-2 lead. Austin Macho over Brandon Funk. And Macho uses his right hand behind, cupping behind the head. Now tried a fireman shot. Didn't get there as Brandon took that right leg back. 22 seconds left. And Funk goes into the bench. And Skip Toops asks him, what do you want for Christmas? Brandon landed right on his lap. And Brandon's got to adjust the headgear. Now we're underway. 20 seconds to go in second period action between Funk and Marshall. Pioneers lead Ricori 12-0. Falls for Trevor Redunds and Ross Bozer. Marshall just can't get. His arms aren't long enough. And then the legs may be too long of Brandon, able to step away from a couple of reaches from Macho as the time runs out. We're going to go to an exciting third period here. 3-2, Austin Macho leading Brandon Funk. Macho will start down, Funk riding. Funk's on the right hip, grabs that ankle, pulls it back, now drives forward. Funk looking to turn him here, drives into the hips. Macho trying to switch. Brandon trying to get the legs in. He does. Now he'll reach up for a possible crossface here. Funk trying to get a Turk in. Almost the referee gave him a half count. Now the turn to one, and he rolled through it. Macho rolled through the Turk and avoided the near fall count. 90 seconds left. Macho now to his knees and palms to the mat. Dragged back by Brandon Funk. 1:18 to go. Funk trailing by a point. He almost had that turn there. Maybe go back to that. Now he's on the left hip trying to pull that left wrist back of Macho. Macho to a knee. Turns to his right. Now on his feet. Macho rolls. Funk stays with him. Funk riding here on the left side again. Under a minute left. Funk reaching underneath for a cradle try. Macho spins to his right again. Macho standing now. Brought back down by Funk. Funk losing a little bit of a grip. Macho coming around here. Macho turning the corner and reverses him. 5-2 now. Macho able to turn the corner and get the reversal. And with 30 seconds left, his lead is now 5-2 over Brandon Funk. Now he's running a half Nelson here on Brandon and got him turned for a count. 18 seconds left. Now Funk in some trouble on his back. Austin Macho trying to turn this one around in a big way. Trying to get one of those falls back that the Pioneers picked up in the first two weights here. 3 seconds left. Brandon is going to survive this one and only give up 3 and not the 6. Good job by Funk. He'll lose the match 8-2. And that takes the score to Pierce 12. Ricori 3 with Jake Andries. Due up next.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Thielen Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers.
Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at Phelan-Meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Well, the Ricori Spartans forfeit to Jake Andries, and that gives Pierce an 18-3 lead. Now Austin Redunds out there against James Mann of the Spartans, and Redunds secures a takedown early. And now he's got legs thrown in, and they scramble out of bounds over on the Spartan bench side. 2-0 Redunds and a 18-3 Pioneer lead over Ricori. So a forfeit for the Spartans to Jake Andries. Now Austin trying to cradle. That's his go-to move. Here comes Mann. Mann able to face into Austin. Austin standing still, grabs that leg, and they're going to go out of bounds near the Piers bench. So no loss of control there. Austin Redunds still up 2-0 on James Mann of Ricori. Austin breaks him down, grabs that ankle, pins it right against the backside of Mann on the left ankle. Far side cradle try here by Redunds. Looking for it. Here comes Redunds close. Here comes the tilt. And the cradle is locked in. And the near fall points being waved off here. Austin Redunds with his cradle in. Getting his cradle on. 33 seconds. Redunds trying for the fall here. Plenty of real estate in the middle of the mat. Nowhere for Mann to scramble to. Just a matter of Austin can lock this up and get the fall here with 18 seconds left. Redunds cradle still in tight. 10 seconds to go. Referee's down here. He's looking. Doesn't see what he wants to see yet, or needs to see anyway. 3 seconds left. 2 seconds. And Mann will survive to the second period. Three near fall go up. It's a 5-0 lead for Austin Redunds. Forest Lake up 10-0 on Cambridge, wrestling at 120. Redunds will choose down to start period two. Against Moorhead, Austin was a winner by fall. He was a winner by or lost by fall against Forest Lake. And he won by fall against Blaine. So he's 2-1 with two pins and got pinned. Now he's underneath, being almost tilted there by Mann. Mann trying to roll in. Now here's Redunds trying to Gramby out of that, and he will reverse him. Not a Gramby. He momentarily eluded him and goes right to a cradle. This could get really tight now. He's really tight with a minute and a half to go. So Redunds up 7, and now make it a fall. With a minute and a half to go, Redunds finishes off James Mann. And it's a three-pin day for Austin Redunds, and the Pioneers lead it 24-3.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. Is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way, with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
Riley Hoskins now against Trent Kurzman of Ricori. That loud cheer you hear is coming from the Cambridge-Forest Lake battle. As Hoskins trailing 2-0 here to Trent Kurzman of Ricori. Pierce leading the Spartans 24-3. Three falls and a forfeit so far for the Pioneers. Their loss is an 8-2 loss. Austin Macho over Brandon Funk. Here's a cradle here on Hoskins, and Kurzman's got a good cradle here. 40 seconds left. First period, Kurzman trying to finish off Riley Hoskins. Riley trying to vault his way out of this, but Kurzman has it pretty tight over there. Referee down looking in front of head coach Skip Toops and the Pioneers. 20 to go, and there's the fall. Kurzman with a fall in the first. And that takes our score to Pierce 24, Ricori 9.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala. Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Perry Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Well, when we last saw you, it was the 138-pound match. And now we are at 182. Four straight forfeits, and now Gertz gets a forfeit. 48-15. Tamala won by forfeit. Pierce was open at 52 with a Barclay. And now Ricori's going to forfeit at 95. And now Hulls, does he get a forfeit? Oh, they're going to send somebody out here. Jacob Gottbald at 220. So we went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 straight weights with a forfeit. Darren Gertz asking for his money back. I paid for 4 duels. I only got 3. Let's see if this is the 220. This would be Nate Evans, I think. Who knows? So Tamala wins, Kapsner, Jansen, Gertz, and Hulls all receive forfeits. It's 54-15. We're going to get out of here in plenty of time. I think they're tallying up the scores. Now we're ready. Let's say it's Jack or Nate Evans against Jacob Gottbald. And we're underway. Jacob's line today against Blaine. He won by fall. He lost by fall against Forest Lake. And he lost by fall to Moorhead. So 1-2 for Jacob Gottbald today. Elbow tie up here. Forest Lake, 10-3 lead on Cambridge Isanti, wrestling at 126. Gottbald and Evans here. Looks like it'll be Dickman against Dylan Schaefer to wrap up the day. If the Spartans send somebody out. Elbow tie up again. Jacob pulls that arm free. 44 seconds left in the period. Gottbald and Evans. Jacob reaching up behind Evans' head. Not a lot of action so far. Evans is a junior. Jacob also a junior. Seventeen seconds left in a scoreless first for Gottbald and Evans. Piers will go 3-1 in Cambridge today. Beating Blaine, beating Moorhead, beating Ricori, and losing to Forest Lake. Here's Gottbald in for a takedown as time ran out. Did he get two? Yes, they gave him two at the end. So Gottbald gets a late takedown to score, and it's 2-0 after a period for Jacob Gottbald over Nate Evans of Ricori. On their feet to start period number two. Jacob stepping into Evans here. Evans pushing back. They're right in the middle of the mat. Now Jacob down to a knee. Pops back up. Shrugs the hands of Evans away from him. Both guys behind the head. You see that a lot. Just lean on each other. You get into these bigger weights, and guys lean on each other and waiting for one big flurry. 1:25 to go, period two. 2-0 lead for Jacob Gottbald. Jacob, I think, took a little forehead to the nose. He kind of dabbed at his nose as he stepped back there. But re-engages, grabs that elbow. Looks like Evans might want thinking about throw from this spot here. 1 minute to go in the second. Gottbald able to free that underhook from Evans. Both guys' left arm engaged. Now swinging away. Heads come together again. 45 seconds remain. 2-0 lead for Jacob Gottbald. And Gottbald almost got that slide by. 30 seconds left in the second. Gottbald up 2-0 on Evans. A twirl again, and Skip Toops extends his arms as if he was going to stop the 220-pounder from landing on him. It's the thought that counts, Skip. 12 seconds left. See if Jacob can score again late. Short time, they say in wrestling. 8 seconds left. And it looks like both guys will be content to go to the third. There's a little twirling throw try by Gottbald. This time he didn't get him off his feet. So 2-0 going to period three for Gottbald and Evans. Sounds like a country band. Appearing tonight at the Red Rooster, it's the Red Hot Country Tunes of Gottbald and Evans. Here's Jacob standing, broken back down by Evans. Jacob back up. Now turns and faces. He's out. Escape. 3-0 for Jacob Gottwald. Minute 45 to go. Here's a throw by Jake, and he's got him to his back. Gottwald with a takedown, and he'll try and turn this into points on the back. Oh, Evans able to get back. Should be a there it is. It's 5-0 now for Gottwald as he got the throw. Minute 20 left in the third as Gottwald drives Evans forward on the mat. Pulling that wrist underneath the belly. Left hip jumping over. He's trying to throw a half in. Is Jacob Gottwald trying to run that now? 1 minute to go for Gottwald, leading Evans 5-0. Jake's going to go after that half. Nelson, here it comes. Trying on the right side here. Couldn't slide it in. 45 seconds remain. Evans broken back down on the mat. Looks like there will be a heavyweight. There's a big guy strolling and pacing behind the Ricori bench. We know Dickman's ready to go. There's an escape for Evans as he's able to scramble away. 5-1. And the final 20 seconds coming off the clock here on the day for Jacob Gottwald. It looks like Jacob's going to go 2-2 today. Gottwald leading 5-1. 10 seconds left. Shot in by Evans trying to finish, but Gottwald will slip, get two, and that'll make a final of 7-1. Jacob Gottwald with the win. Pioneers lead it 57-15 with Austin Dickman's match to finish off the day.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So, they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying, go Pioneers!
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce.
All right, underway with our heavyweights, it's Austin Dickman for Piers, Dylan Schaefer for the Spartans. Final match. Piers 57, Ricori 15. Not a lot of action underway. We've gone about a minute in. There's a shot in. Dickman twirling. Dickman horses him down. No, out of bounds. Austin almost got the two. Austin won by forfeit against Moorhead. Won 2-0 against Forest Lake. And he won by fall. So Austin looking to go undefeated on the day. No points yet. 30 seconds to go in the first period for Dickman against Schaefer of Ricori. All day long in their four duels going on, Pierce has been the last duel going. They're going to be the first ones done here. That's because there were 6 consecutive forfeits, 5 of them in Pierce's favor, from 145 to 195. 4 seconds left, and it's going to be scoreless after one for Dickman and Schaefer. 0-0. 4 minutes of wrestling left, max. We've not had an overtime match today. Dickman will be down. Schaefer riding on the right hip. We're underway. Dickman trying to stand. Momentarily got up. Schaefer trying to cradle here. Schaefer taller than Austin. Trying to use those long arms. And now Austin stands again. Dickman Brought back down to the mat. Dickman, though, turning, and he almost got on top of Schaefer there. Austin getting a little bit better position. 1:35 left, second period. And whistle. Blood time. Looks like Austin's got a bloody nose. He heads over to the corner. So, blood time for Austin Dickman, and they'll take care of that, and we'll come back with more from the Blue Jacket Duels on You Are There Sports.
When you think landscaping, think Scotty's. Full-service landscaping. Options for unique edging with concrete curbing installation, shoreline repair, paver patios, retaining walls, plant design, seed and sod installation, plus much more. Scotty's also provides turf management, including fertilizing, spraying, compaction care, and more. Ask about year-round maintenance. Yes, for all your landscaping needs, one name to remember, Scotty's Landscapes. On the web at thinkscotties.com. That's thinkscotties.com.
Hi, I am Braden LeBlanc.
And I'm Hunter Jacobson.
We are fourth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce. Think you can't afford a quality Catholic education for your children? At Holy Trinity, no one pays 100% of the cost of education. We know that family finances come in all ranges. That is why there is a variable tuition. Not only is Holy Trinity affordable, we provide a welcoming learning environment with small class sizes for academic excellence.
Holy Trinity is looking forward to providing many years of affordable Catholic education. Register today to join the 178 students already enrolled. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
All right, Austin Dickman and Dylan Schaefer back under way after blood time stoppage for Austin, and now with a minute 15 to go, second period. No points yet between these two heavyweights. Pierce has won this duel. They're up 57-15. Now here's Dickman turning in. He's got the leg. Dickman turning into Schaefer, trying to elevate. Schaefer pushes down on the head. He's able to fend off that escape from Dickman, and they are going to give the escape. Dickman gets the escape, so he's up 1-0 now on Schaefer. Cambridge giving Forest Lake a run here. It's 14-9 at 1:38. McCrory coach asking why Dickman was awarded an escape. He thought Schaefer never lost control, but under a minute to go, Austin up 1-0 now, late second period. Underhook here by big Dylan Schaefer, the senior. Record of 12-2, according to the program. And blood time, it looks like the gauze of the nose came out for Austin. He'll walk back over to the corner. All four mats in action, but Pierce and Ricori will be the first ones to finish their day. Working on, they stopped the blood time. Now it's just a matter of cleaning Austin up. Here he comes back out, so that didn't take too long. 34 seconds left in the second period. 1-0 lead for Austin Dickman. Dickman gives up about a half a foot in height to Schaefer. There's a stall on Dickman. Warning. Comes with 8 seconds left. Second period. Got to stay active here. Underhook by Schaefer. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. And we're going to go to the third. 1-0 lead for Austin Dickman going to the third. Schaefer will start down. Dickman riding on the right hip. One stall warning against Austin Dickman so far. 2 minutes on the clock, and here we go. The final period of the day from the Blue Jacket duels in Cambridge. Forest Lake has taken a 17-9 lead on the Blue Jackets over in the championship. Now at 145. Here's Dickman trying to keep Schaefer down on the mat. Drive him forward, go to work with that half, Nelson. Austin jumps over to the left side now. 90 seconds remaining. Austin's parents listening down in Cancun. Hope you're enjoying your stay down south. Austin's going to have himself a fine day here. 1-0 lead, trying to finish off here this duel against Dylan Schaefer of Ricori. Schaefer trying to spin out of this. Austin trying to maintain his balance and positioning behind. Austin's so strong. Now he's in better spot. 1 minute left. Dickman on the right hip. Schaefer trailing by a point. No, Dickman almost turned it. Dickman reaching underneath. 45 seconds left. Dickman leading 1-0 over Dylan Schaefer. Now Schaefer sagging back in on his right hip side. Dickman maintaining his balance behind him. Chops at that elbow. 30 seconds left for Dickman and Schaefer. Again, that big right-handed chop on Schaefer's elbow. Dylan riding, turns him, just pulls him over. Neutral says the ref. Schaefer got turned to his right shoulder. 10 seconds left. Dickman will try and ride this one out and finish with a 1-0 win. 4 seconds, 3, 2, 1, and there it is. 1-0 win for Austin Dickman. And the Pioneers put up 60 on Ricori. Final. Pierce 60, Ricori 15. After the 1-0 win, Austin Dickman will give our final thoughts from Cambridge after this.
The new year is here, and now's the perfect time to stop in and treat yourself with that new Verizon phone you wanted. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack. When you buy your Verizon device from us, we make sure to take care of you from start to finish. We evaluate your plan to make sure it's the best for you. We make sure you get the phone you want, and we even transfer your data from your old phone to your new one. If you're ready for a new phone this year, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Then Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce.
No catch and release there. Yeah.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
All right, final score, Pierce 60, Ricori 15. Trevor Redun's a fall, Ross Bozer a fall. Make it 12-0. Ricori got on the board with an 8-2 win from Austin Marshall over Brandon Funk. Jake Andries won by forfeit. Austin Redun's a fall, 24-3. Then Trent Kersman a fall over Riley Hoskins, 24-9. And then Brandon Tamala won by forfeit. Ricori got a forfeit at 152. Then Piers got four straight forfeits. Kapsner, Jansen, Gertz, and Hulls all got a free six to make it 54-15. Then Jacob Gottfald won 7-1. And then a 1-0 win for Austin Dickman turns into a 60-15 final. So Pierce beats Ricori 60-15. They opened the day 55-16 over Blaine. Then they lost 43-18 to Forest Lake and defeated Moorhead 52-18. So four duels, none of them close. 3-1 on the day for the Pioneers. They're off until next Friday. They'll go over to Browerville for that dual team tournament on a Friday afternoon. Final check-in on Forest Lake, Cambridge, Isanti at 17-9. Rangers over the host Blue Jackets in the championship, wrestling at 1:45. Coming up Monday on You Are There Sports, it's boys basketball. We got the Pioneers at home taking on the Patriots of Pequot Lakes, 7:15 for the tip-off there. Again, a 3-1 day here for the Pioneers as their day is complete as they pack up and head out of the gym here at Cambridge. We'll see you Monday. Skol Vikings as the Pioneers take the rest of the weekend off. 3-1 on the day. Good job, Pioneers. And we'll see you Monday for boys basketball action with the Patriots in town at the MAC. I'm Rick Rabin saying good day.